Episode 115, Dean Goes Solo. Appreciate you guys listening. Stay liking, stay sharing, as always, stay relatable.
My lords! My ladies! And everybody else here not sitting on a cushion! Today, you find yourselves equals. For you are all equally blessed. For I have the pride, the privilege, nay, the pleasure of introducing to you a knight sired by knights. A knight who can trace his lineage back beyond Charlemagne. I first met him atop a mountain near Jerusalem, praying to God, asking his forgiveness for the Saracen blood spilt by his sword. Next, he amazed me still further in Italy when he saved a fatherless beauty from the would-be ravishings of her dreadful Turkish uncle. In Greece, he spent a year in silence just to better understand the sound of a whisper. And so, without further gilding the lily, and with no more ado, I give to you the seeker of serenity, the protector of Italian virginity, the enforcer of our Lord God, the one, the only, Sir Ulrich von Liechtenstein!
I'm gonna get this thing set up. I now understand why Zach is the sound levels audio quality guy. Finally figured this thing out. Took me about 20 minutes, but we are rolling. Dean goes solo. Dean is solo. So, get it cracking and get it popping. I'm kind of multitasking. Turns out Zach gave me the janky mic. So, I'm over here fucking around with the fuck around gang. And he was in our quality state-of-the-art studio as he recorded his going solo. But no matter. We will still get this thing done and keep it entertaining for A-L-A-P, A-LAP, as long as possible. But I did have a few notes. Did want to address some few things. If I am going to be sitting here talking to myself for the next little bit here, I did bring a couple of things to say, a couple of things to address. First, Thanksgiving. Boy, am I thankful. This year was different. I don't know what it was about it. Maybe I didn't get caught up in the hype. I didn't want a whole bunch of shit for Black Friday. It felt different. This year, a lot of my family ended up going out of town and visiting other family, but I ended up staying in town. My sister stayed in town. So we ended up having a Thanksgiving, just the three, me, my sister, and my mom, which was nice. It was different. We didn't have to go through the whole ordeal of planning a full day's worth of family breakfast and family hangout and watching the movie and staying awake to the football games. And we were just able to hang out and kind of shoot the shit. Watched a little bit of football because I was the man of the house. Fell asleep way too early, as the man of the house does. Ended up having one big plate, dessert, big nap, like 2-3 hour nap. Another big plate, half a dessert, another nap, like an hour and a half, 2 hours. Woke up, all the plans we made during our first little dinner eating ended up getting canceled because of my nap, and they were so respectful as to not wake me up. So I did appreciate them doing that. So that was kind of cool. Super thankful. just having the, I don't know, something about the intimate vibe, the fewer the people just made it seem nice. But enough about me. What about you, listeners? What did you feel most thankful about this Thanksgiving? I feel like holidays are starting to take that turn of, it's no longer about you and what you're getting for Christmas and what you want for Black Friday. It's all about the budget and the family. Sometimes you can't put both. A lot of cousins aren't getting gifts this year, and they get it. Well, they don't, but they will. Everybody's got to be the shitty uncle sometime. Unless you're a shitty aunt. That pause brought to you by Dos Equis. A little bit of liquid courage as I storm these solo waters by myself. One thing I definitely shouldn't have done was stare directly at the time counter. I'm just watching these seconds creep, huh? I feel like I'm about, what do you say, about 7.5 minutes in. Checking the clock, I'm at 3:51, feeling real nervous. Palms are getting sweaty up here. But storming through it. Next note, next thing on the docket. I did want to address, I have accepted Zach's challenge. Zach really put us on the spot here. Took it solo, ventured out into the plank by himself. I was surprised he did it, but he did it. I almost didn't do it, but I'm doing it. So I get what's happening, especially not really planning for it. I tried to keep it in the most raw essence of, like, I know I'm going to do a solo, but I don't want to set myself up for a solo. So I kind of picked the worst time to do it, which is right before I'm going to go see a movie with my mom. So it's horrible traffic after work, which added to it. But we're going to get this thing done. We are seeing a Murder at the Midnight Express or Murder Express. I thought it was the Polar Express, honestly. So I was thinking we're about to go see a cartoon kid movie. But she said it's pretty legit. And it's got old JD, old Johnny Deppers, which is a true songbird of our generation. So excited about that. Been watching a lot of illegal media lately, so I'm going to go pay my tithes, and knock out this paid-for movie. Actually, I'm going on a Tuesday, so it's a discounted, so that's how you fuck over the man. Not this guy. I'm not a sucker. I'm a suck. Didn't think it through, but that's all right, too. But yeah, I saw Thor vs. Ragnarok. If you haven't seen that, so good. You don't even have to be into comics. So good. I want to see Justice League. I'll probably get that knocked out. Relatable recommendation. This is not in my character. I'm not one for sitcom television. I'm not one for just vanilla, down the line, just I gave up on life, family drama, afternoon, let's get home after work and catch our Big Bang Theory, whatever the bullshit is. I'm not into it. Just seems not real. It's not even funny how not real it is. It's like, it's just too corny. But I was referred to by a coworker, the Orville. Now, you hear that and you're like, Jesus Christ, what kind of popcorn shit are you watching? No, sir. This is a mix between Star Trek and that's about it. Star Trek and afternoon late night sitcoms where it's just forced comedy. You get the storyline in the first 5 seconds. It's actually kind of fuckery because near the end of the season, they started stealing premises off Black Mirrors, which I was like, I'm definitely not down for this. But Seth MacFarlane was throwing his dick around, managed to get some of that Hollywood money, got himself a series. I'm sure it'll get a season two with his gusto, his can't-do-wrong attitude. But it's not horrible. If you're watching with someone, it makes it a little more bearable. But if you're watching by yourself and it cuts the black screen, you're going to end up taking a look at your reflection in the mirror and thinking, how did I get here? That's all right, too. But it was good. Got a relatable recommend that. I'm about to start The Handmaid's Tale or something, another coworker recommendation. This one from a lady. and not a male counterpart, male colleague, professional associate of mine. So I'm excited about that. Been doing a whole lot of nothing. Been fucking around back on my casual video game tip. Every time a Call of Duty or a 2K or one of those real brain melter time waster kind of shows or games comes out, I am all about it, all for it. Right back to kid at heart, just all about the sticks, all about Xbox Live and calling people out and, you know, just the best things about being online. All the things you love about YouTube comments and Instagram comments, just add a real person, real time, and way more emotion to it. They just get so upset. I think I was playing with Johnson, and a guy went negative, and easy target there. Started to give him a little pick, a little jab. Started calling him trash, and he should return the game, or maybe he's left-handed and doesn't know it. Maybe turn your controller upside down, see if you play better that way, because you can't do any worse than 1-7. So that started to get underneath his skin a bit. He actually wanted to fight me online, which was always that's how you win. If you ever get Xbox Live or you play PlayStation Online, whatever they call it, if you can get someone to want to fight you, you win. It's kind of like saying you're mad. Never really understood it, but god damn it, does it piss people off. If you're even a little bit in your feelings and someone asks, are you mad? Why are you mad, bro? It will just set you off. But fuck a Facebook notification. But no, he wanted to fight. I love it. A seasoned Xbox One or Xbox Live shit talker. First thing I say is, bro, this is like the NBA. From the wise words of my friend Lonzo Ball, ain't nobody gonna fight. And ain't nobody telling you where they live for you to come to my house and whoop my ass. I'm doing this because I can and because I know there are no consequences. So that's just what I fucking did. So that was a good afternoon. Ooh, speaking of afternoon, I think that same evening, it might have been that Saturday. Ooh, the battle for the state, the toilet bowl, as we would call it this year, the old real people versus animals, the Seminoles versus the Gators, the timeless rivalry. Being a Seminole alum, I have placed a wager with a good friend of mine that $50 every single year, the rest of our lives, he's got 50 on the Seminole, or he's got 50 on the Gators. I got 50 on the Seminoles. That's the Florida Gators, Florida University, or University of Florida here in Florida, United States, for our international listeners. And then the Florida State University, home of the Seminoles. Again, for our international listeners, I know there's quite a few listening from Turkey, Istanbul, Abu Dhabi, Australia. So just wanted to give a shout out to Mr. Worldwide or is there a junior for Mr. like a Prince Worldwide? Worldwide Junior. Worldwide Deuce. Deucey Worldwide, number 2. They call me Deuce. But just giving a shout-out. Yes, we were able to pull out the victory. Both of our teams suck this year. I think we are both have negative records or losing records for the first time in like 30 years, so that's always exciting. We also had our starting quarterback injured at the beginning of the season, which is never good, but it shouldn't affect your team this much. He's not the whole team, but turns out he was our Aaron Rodgers. I won $50. My best friend lost $50. You know, Florida State won. One thing I want to address. How gnarly is the Florida State mascot? Maybe the best mascot in college football? I mean, he's a real person. Am I right? Like, that's just a guy.
A guy on a horse. A guy on a horse with a weapon. A guy on a horse with a weapon on fire. Now, if that doesn't drop your panties, I don't know what will. But we're not pretending to be animals. We're not clapping our arms like they're the jaws of a prehistoric beast. We're people, you know. We just go to the game as ourselves. We don't dress up. We don't wear gator hats. We don't dress up as Albert. All right, I'm done. There's no one really here that I'm talking shit to. I'm just more venting at everyone as a Florida State fan. It just feels good, you know. It's one of those you just – I need a confidence boost. You know when you just – sometimes you just got to bang a three and just put you back, you know, get you back in the lineup. You know, I have been hitting no hits the past five games. I just can't get on base, coach. Just throw me – bring the tee out here. Let me crush one in the left center, get on base, watch one go through the net, you know, and then we're right back in it. So hopefully we salvaged our season. Jimbo doesn't get fired. Our recruits don't leave and go everywhere else. I think we'll be all right. But as I'm talking about Florida college sports, shout out to the University of Central Florida Knights. Undefeated. Sleepy down there. Sleepless in Orlando. Because no one even realized you were undefeated until 15 minutes before the Florida State game. When they were like, oh, shit. Florida is kind of popping when it comes to college football. They always thought Texas had those bangers. But something about this warm weather, a lot of beautiful women to impress, and maybe something in the water. But we are popping. Peter popping off down here. Football, basketball. I don't even know about baseball. Do they play that still? Is that still on TV? Speaking of baseball, like, I played baseball from T-ball all the way up until we were throwing pitches to each other. Not to boast, but I kind of was an all-star the whole time. But I don't fucks with baseball at all anymore. And I definitely don't feel like I got burnt out. Like, it's not like I was sick and tired of it, but it just stopped being fun. Like, when you grow up, it's like, all right, I go to school. My mom took me to hang out with my friends. Just so happens that we're wearing uniforms and throwing a baseball. And it just happens to work out where everything seems fun. And then after you start realizing that baseball isn't the neighborhood cheapest, I don't know why parents just go to baseball. But whenever you realize that shit's not popping, that shit is not popping. Like, they don't even play baseball at PE. Like, kickball is like... That's lame. I'll play two innings of kickball, and as soon as I'm not kicking anymore, I'm about to skip. And the game's about to get ended real quick because I'm a poor sport. Maybe that's me, though, because every sport I play, I only like the fun parts. Just I like dribbling in basketball, shooting a little bit, but, you know, sometimes you miss. That's not fun. So I might as well just dribble, you know, make you look silly. Everybody gets a good laugh, a good goof, and then I pass the shooter, you know, my shooter's favorite shooter. Football. Defense never seemed fun to me. Offense was like, you're trying to tackle me, you're not going to tackle me, I'm running away. Defense just seemed like we keep getting scored on, and it's somehow okay, but it's not supposed to be. Like, you just have to be – you just have to have really bad self-esteem, I feel like, to play defense in football, like – Unless you're shutting dudes out, going undefeated, you're kind of bad at your job, right? Here nor there, you know, here nor there. Hockey was always fun. Jesus Christ, if I could have played hockey as a kid anywhere, I feel like that would have been fun. You're flying around, you're ice skating, that's just fun itself. They give you a stick to hit other players with. Fun. A puck, super hard to see. That's the not fun part. But when you get frustrated at the puck, you can fight back to being fun. Hockey, you guys figured it out. You cold bastards figured it out. What else is soccer? Soccer now. A lot of running. Never was a fan of running for the sake of running. I always liked sports because it involved running, but I never liked
I never got cross country. What are we doing here? It seems like you guys are just doing 110s. You know, you're just getting punished. You're just doing laps. You're not really, you know, like you. I never knew one cross country kid who could dunk, cross me up, hit a slap shot, or throw a fastball. That's all I'm saying. And that's all I got to say about that. I'm just trying to find some redeeming qualities. I know it's an Olympic sport and all, running, but, I mean, where are we going? You know, where are we really going? Do you think we're getting faster or slower? Do you think there's like a, like, you can't just keep breaking records, right? Like, you can't just, like, once you run a 4.240, like, is there a 3.840? Are we going to get to 2.540s? Like, is that what we're doing right now? Are we doing straight Tesla? Like, fuck a 0 to 60. We're getting there in 1.9. Fuck what you heard. Like, I just feel like there's limits. You don't want to say there's limits because, like, there aren't limits, I guess. Air quote, technically. But you tell little Timmy, 5'5" Timmy, that he's going to the league. And he'll talk to you about limits. But I'm going to take a quick high atus, handle some I need to handle some healing of the nation, some extracurriculars, some tend to the garden, and I'll be back in a snap, crackle, and a pop.
Hey. Mama told me that I wouldn't be shit, huh? Told her one day, yeah, I'ma be rich. You can kick me out, huh? I ain't going trip. One day I'ma buy a big ass crib. One day I'ma buy a big ass mansion. One day all my fucking diamonds gon' be dancing. One day I'ma fuck a bitch in the hamper. One day I'ma eat sushi with the salmon. One day I'ma be that nigga like I thought. One day I'ma buy myself a new foreign car. One day I'ma fuck a bitch that's a porn star. One day I'ma fuck a bitch that's a porn star. One day I'ma fill all of the arenas. I'ma be turning up on stage with my demons. I'ma buy that new Gucci suit, it's the cleanest. I'ma play with racks like I'm Venus or Serena. Mama kicked me out and I came back with tattoos. And she kicked my ass and said, boy, you a damn fool. I say, no, I was on my own, ain't had to ask you. I say, no, this for being young and having cash due. Hey. Mama told me that I wouldn't be shit, huh? Told her one day.
And I'm back. No weir this time, and I'm back. Took a little bit longer than I thought. We'll get to that a little bit later. But, I think I was talking about limits. Fuck limits. We're talking about what I want to talk about now. First thing I want to talk about, as I was going through my enlightening experience, I was listening to music, and I was thinking, nobody should really care what you think about music. Nobody should really care what you think about music, movies, anything really, because music means, or maybe movies and TV shows and stuff like that, but I was just thinking, music means what it means to you, you know? Like, even really shitty songs can be awesome to you because they're funny and they made a moment out of something with you and your friends, or even a song that may have been out of its generation in our time period, older or younger generation picks it up in some movie or something and thinks, fuck it. I'm not justifying it. I was just thinking, saying like certain genres and saying you don't like certain shit and saying things are trash, I don't think it does anything. It more just makes it seem like you know everything about everything, and we should all just listen and do what you're fucking with, and we're too dumb to figure it out for ourselves. That's just the vibe I get from it. Just because I feel like, I don't know, music means so much different stuff to new people. More, I was probably thinking more of just like hip-hop and how it's always ever-changing and it's never what you wanted it to be when you were 15, and it's never going to be what it was when you were 15 anymore. So now all of a sudden hip-hop is shit.
But I don't know. Just got me thinking. Got the gears a turning. Got the pen or the fingers a tapping on the screen to write a digital note in my physical mind for a literal conversation that I'm actually having with myself. Got farther than I thought. It wasn't bad. Other thing I wrote down, 2018. Take my word for it. It's not your year. If 2017 wasn't your year, and 2016 wasn't your year, they're just not your years, bub. You know, it's just, it's that's not how you, it's just another day. Thanksgiving's just another dinner, you know? It's not your year. I don't know how else to say it. It's just another day of another year that had nothing to do with you getting your shit together and really just getting after 2018. You know, it's... Oof. If you're even listening, it's too late for you. If you have to hear it like this, then it's already your year, bud. I already know you're ramping down to ramp up. But yeah, not a thing. What else we got on the rolling round? These were all going through my brain as I was going through my brain. I was thinking of an old Bill Burr episode where he said addicts will spend 20 years avoiding 10 days. It really stuck with me. Like, people really don't like negative, bad vibe, confrontational, I don't know how else to describe it, just changes. Things they are changing, and people don't like them. Holy shit. Like, I don't know. It made me think for a long time, like, that is, it's not really the reason why, but, I mean, it does kind of build on itself and become the reason why. It's kind of nuts that it was kind of said like that, but, sorry, I'm getting a little distracted. I'm fucking with my dog here. He came over and laid right in my lap. My old Booberry. Old Bubs. Does anybody else have 1,000 names for their dog? I feel like I might have a Guinness World Record for the most names for a single individual thing. It's probably getting in like the 50s. He probably, he at this point, he responds to anything. I can't give you those secrets though. Just take my, you gotta take my word for it. Okay, I'll give you 5. His real name's Chief, so that one doesn't count. We got Chi Burger. He loves that one. Booberry. Just sounds good off the tongue. A little Booberry, you know? He loves that one. We got Chi Chi. He likes that one. Lots of lots. We got Bubs. Bubs is my favorite. Oh, Bubs. Nobody gets mad at a Bubs. And then my last, and the one that really gets him a calling, it's this special whistle. It's, if I do it right now into the microphone, it might just go spree kill mode. No, I'm just kidding. But this is the one whistle that when I was raising him and, like, going through everything, it was, I don't know how it happened, but I'd always whistle at him. And somehow it just became a distinct whistle where we don't really have to say anything, and it's, you can kind of hear it from further than I could yell or want to yell. And he will come a-calling like the cows are coming home. And it's a little... Hey. We're right here. But enough about him. More about me. The person talking to himself with his dog in his lap, looking up at him with his big old doe eyes. Chief, it's not 2018's not your year either. I was watching the television and a thought wandered into my brain. It walked in like a teenager at the mall who wasn't going to buy anything, but just wanted to walk around and touch.
And that thought walked into my brain, and it touched, and it walked right out, and it didn't buy a damn thing. And all it really left was a thing and a segment I like to call Acid Thoughts. Me and Zach were talking about this, I think before a podcast, a couple weeks ago, about how sometimes you just have those really super intense bursts of what the fuck was I just thinking about and why was I thinking about it so hard. There's no other way to describe it, is like you're just thinking 1,000 times a minute and you went all the way there. Sometimes it just feels like you're stepping outside, you're getting real big picture, stepping out of the bubble, being a little too pessimistic about shit, but it's called an acid thought. And it means you're just getting real weird with it. But weird can be good. Weird is always good. If you're being, weird's not always good. I take that back. Don't stay weird, but don't be weird. You let that simmer. Last few days, nothing's been going on. Nothing besides work, WW2, Call of Duty, and Chief. Finished the Orville, so I've kind of just been relaxing. So I kind of need to start figuring out how to get the podcast popping on Facebook. But what I was thinking was, what really pops on Facebook? And I feel like that's my biggest problem when it comes to this podcast. I am very non-engaged. I'm very aware of social media, but I'm very non-engaged in social media. I'm not clicking on any ads. I'm not commenting on anything, really. I barely post shit anymore. Like, it just feels very artificial. So when it comes to trying to push out the podcast, it just feels like I wouldn't click on this, I wouldn't read this, I wouldn't even do this. And I feel like who we're trying to market to, or any of, I don't know anyone who does those. Oh, I do know people who does those things, but I feel like I want to get outside the box and stay in the circle, if you know what I mean. You know, you got to break the mold but set the foundation. It's a fine line. A fine line you gotta walk, and I am steadily looking from the other side. Not even close to the on the line, just looking at it from afar. Figuring out how the fuck do I not be as awkward online, and trying to keep it relatable. I don't wanna turn it into just another fucking meme site where we just hand off funny things that we think is funny. And I feel like posting the episodes there and Facebook Live, I mean, I don't watch Facebook Live videos. Like, my best friends post Facebook Lives, I'm not watching. I'll give you 3 seconds if I'm curious, but it just feels like, what am I doing watching? Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just the pessimistic, like, what are we all doing with our time here? But I'm also the guy who's trying to figure out how to get you guys to focus while you're doing that with your time there. Jaffeels. But I'm figuring it out. We're working it out. Me and Chief have been brainstorming. We've been doing more searching on the internet, you know, asking other people about other things. The University of YouTube. I think they won more games than the Gators this year. And that'd be the same amount as the Seminoles, just in case. They had a quick little comeback there. I get it. Just had to get a jab. But, I'm working on that. We're not working on it, Chief. I'm working on it. But, yeah, that's happening. We also are going to get the merch, man. Zach is locking in a logo. Locking it up tight. Wrapping it up. Like he mentioned, we've missed in the couple last few days. He's been pumping out the fire. I need the
the suggestions to keep flowing. I need the likes to keep clicking. And just let him know what he's doing is good, you know? He's a thinker, and a thinker needs thought. And sometimes you gotta be a muse, and that's what the relatable-es are. That's what the relatables are. They're a muse to just each other. It's one big think tank around here, and all we got in the tank are thoughts. I think we did this before, about thoughts. Thoughts. Let's bring fetch back, thinking of unnecessary words. Fetch. It's everything. It's anything. It's fetch. That's your free plug. I feel like right now I'm about 3.5 hours in with Joe Rogan, just getting into the nitty gritty of why humans are on this planet. And when I look up at the time signature, I'm a little over 30 minutes in. So that's concerning, for sure, considering I think I told Zach I was going to do an hour, and it's not turning into an hour, because that's happening. So I think I'm going to wrap it up here. Might be a part two to the Dean Does the Solo. But for now, stay liking, stay sharing, and as always, stay relatable. Darker than the ocean, deeper than the sea.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, oh.